那我们今天有三个人做见证哈，我们先面第一个来做见证的是何家明弟兄何家明，我们先来做一个开始祷告哈。家明可能紧张，是不是去洗手间了？哦，在后面呢。好，家明你先上来，然后我们低头做一个祷告哈。嗯，主啊，我们就感谢你，赞美你，谢谢你的恩典，主啊，你的何等的丰盛，让我们在一周啊，让各个同工经历这么多的这样的一个疲劳，但是我们在你里边有收获，我们啊一起来经历你，得到这样的一个喜悦，所以主啊，我们就赞美你，请你继续引领我们，在这样的一个艰难的岁月，在我们每个人的每天的生活都在疾病的这样的一个挣扎当中，主啊，我们看到你的信实，你的喜乐和满足可以来充满我们，然后你让我们有能力可以为你去做见证，可以把福音带给他人，主要把下面的时间交托在你的手上，主要愿你的圣灵来充满，来让我们为你来放胆做见证，来荣耀你的名，求你引领我们下面的时间，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
阿们。
好，下面就交他们
在这里啊。好，兄弟姐妹们平安。我很荣幸今天有机会来到这里，就是做一个见证。我来到这里已经就是信主了，已经有几个年头。就是我回望我以前过的日子，我真的感觉到就是没有盼望，很空虚。就是通过这几年，就是进入了教会的生活以后，我就参加了那个查经的小组，也跟那个很多那个一起来查经，通过了那个很多我们的就帮助我，就是读懂了很多那个经文，我也。就通过听和读阅读那个圣经，让我找到了人生的方向，就是找到了那个掌舵的，在主里面满有平安、喜乐、力量和盼望，还有恩典，还找到我永生的路向。我就在这里找一段经文，就是约翰福音第三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至他将他独生子赐给了他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生，而且罪得赦免。以弗所书第一章第七节，我们凭着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯的已得赦免，乃是叫他丰富的恩典。感谢赞美主。我去年九月份就是那个 Delta 就是最严重的时候，我某一天我下班回家就发烧，我跟我太太都没有留意到这个病毒是真的在我们身上，就是一切都是顺其自然，我跟她的生活什么的状态都是跟平常一样。但是我在过了几天就感觉就是很不对劲，就是每天都发烧，就是不停时间的发烧，然后我就去验一下，就真的感染了这个病毒。那时候那个病毒是 Delta， 不是现在的这个 Omicron 这样的，就是那时候真的很毒了，我相信那个周师母也一样，也得到这个。 就是发烧啊，咳嗽啊，就是有气喘啊，就是浑身有时候就没有力量啊，那感觉真的很不对劲。我就那时候也很感谢周师母周牧师，他真的雪中送炭啊，他当时就给了几颗那个莲花金丸丸给我，那时候真的没得买了，哪里也没有买。还有其他的药物就一起给了我，然后我也及时吃了，就有一点缓和一点。这个还有啊，就是感谢很多的那个就是兄弟姐妹啊，还有牧师们，他们就及时的跟我们祷告啊，就是还有很多要帮助的人，还有打电话来，都我现在都感谢他们。接下来那个病状呢，就是好时好时快。那时就是我都很害怕，就是会传染到我太太，因为我们就是那个接触根本没有那个什么quarantine 啊这些，我们当时都没有感觉这个事情，然后我们就连续过了三天我查出来，然后我太太她都感觉她会有，所以她也没有卸房，就是等先过来帮我碰碰那个额头啊，还有那个探那个体温啊那些。后来到了星期六，就是第六天她才去就去验一下啊，发觉她真的没有。这个真的是神的恩典啊。然后那时候我们就隔离了，我就也在那里了，就及时的我们也祷告，做了很多的祷告啊，就是我的身体啊，就是有时候睡觉也睡不好，怎么就是睡个夜就是那个冒汗冒了好几次，换衣服都真的浑身发抖啊。还有啊，就我们就第二天我们就马上那个急切的祷告以后呢，我的心里就有了平安，就是如同那个诗篇29:11所说的，耶和华必赐你力量，他给他的百姓，耶和华必赐平安和福给他的百姓，感谢主。我太太没有感染，这个我们这么密切的接触都还没有感染，真的一个神的伟大的奇迹。我们真的要高声说，这是神的恩典和慈爱。就如诗篇103:3第八节所言，耶和华有怜悯有恩典，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱。接下来这几天我就隔离以后，我就一个人待在楼上，我太太就是端水端饭啊，反正就是不能面对面的说一句话，就是有时候就是心里感觉就真的很不好受，因为我们一直都是两个人就是住在一个屋檐下，就是都不能大家见见面了，互动一下，瞭望一下，就是你说通过现在的手机啊 FaceTime 啊，但是没有 touch 了，没有感觉，我们不习惯，就是喜欢这个传统那个。另外呢，就是我就通过这个日常生活中的一切，就是 正常就是以为是很平常的事，就是我们那时候真的做不到。他送饭，我见他，我不能见他，他只能我等他，我这里下了楼下，我才开门才取那个食物，就是那时候的心里想，哎呀，怎么会这样？所以呢，这些神给我们的恩典，真的是比海、比山还高，还有很多的那个温暖。还有诗篇103篇11节，天离地可等的高，他的慈爱比敬畏他的人也是可等的大。以赛亚书46章3-4节，雅各家族、以色列家一切剩余的，要听我言。你们自从乡下就蒙我的宝宝，自从出胎便蒙我的怀揣，直到你们老年，我仍这样；直到你们白发，我仍怀揣。我已坐坐，也必抱，我必怀抱，我必拯救。神父对我们是如此烫热的爱，我怎能不受感动？感谢赞美主。约一个星期后，我的咳嗽忽然不断的狂咳嗽，每隔几分钟就咳到满脸通红，胸部有疼痛。我打电话给那个家庭医生，那时候的家庭医生，你千万不要来。然后呢，他说你真的呼吸不了，就打那个911，真的无助那个时候。你想那个 FaceTime， 他就是一天只有一个 FaceTime， 还是早上，就是他也有很多人排队，要排7天。然后我太太就不停地打电话去找不同的医生，就是我说新病人好，什么都愿意。然后他找到一个比较远的，他说你这么远，我们都说可以，我在那边附近工作。然后就通过他就是说就开了一点药。但是呢，之前我就咳嗽得很辛苦的时候，他真的去看那个急诊，那个急诊他说你最起码要等5个小时。但是我看到旁边很多人，我自己也感染了，我也不敢就是停留在这里，就是怕感染到人，那我就没办法，我就回家了。那时候也是真的很无助。所以真的那个年代跟现在这个病毒，也现在好像的人习惯了，以为是没有了，其实也真的是存在。哎呀，我们就没办法了，就是继续的祈求祷告。彼得前书5章7节，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。那个腓立比书4章6-7节，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事藉着祷告、祈求、可感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神赐出人意料不外的平安，必在基督耶稣里 保守你们的心怀意念。感谢赞美主，神是听祷告的神，真实的神。我太太呢，就是早前小孩子长大的时候，就我们都很惯用一种那个中药的药材，那个药材就是那个核桃中间的那一块。这个东西叫做分心木，因为小孩已经读完书，已经离开了，所以我们就根本很久没有保留这个。这个就对那个任何咳嗽都很有效。然后他就刚找到一点，他就马上煮了那个水给我喝，喝了那个就是几个小时以后了，感觉真的那个咳嗽啊真的好了很多。那天晚上才是真正的就是一觉睡到天亮，就是不停的还在磕了好像三天四天左右吧，然后就真的慢慢的好转了，感谢主。还有呢，就是我们也是不停的祷告了，也真的神给我们的力量，神真的是我们的盾牌，是我们的避风港。诗篇28篇第七章，耶和华是我们的力量，耶和华是我们的盾牌，我心里依靠他就得帮助，所以我们心中喜乐，我必用诗歌颂赞他，感谢主。最后呢，我就祝大家时刻有主的爱相伴，可有主的真理平安喜乐在你们心中，感谢赞美主，谢谢大家。
您弟兄的见证哈，这是一个迟来的见证，应该更早来做了哈。我们可能很多人没有经历哈。你如果第一波赶上了那个德尔塔的时候，那确实很严重。我和冯晶我们都感受过哈，说那时候要好的话就是要3周的时间，确实非常痛苦，非常痛苦。但现在的这个新冠哈，我们如果要感染上的话，可能就几天的症状就会过去，一般1周就会好哈。那就是在这样的一个患难当中，那嘉明弟兄呢，他就经历到神的保守。那他在平时跟我交流的过程中哈，在这个疫情在2年当中哈，他和 Sharon 他们在家，然后参与小组的查经。当时他们应该是在马克主哈，王庆弟兄小组嘛，一开始，然后嘉明也在查经。其实他们在这个过程中有很多的经历神，所以就是在患难中越有难处，我们就是越可以来到神的面前来仰望他，然后经历到他哈。所以今天嘉明只讲了他自己的这样的一个得病恢复的一个经历哈，以后我们再听其他方面的，他再给我们讲他的见证。下面要在我们当中做见证的是 Daniel 庄，我们来请他，这是一个，请他上来，他要来给我们讲讲大学的生活哈，然后他的信仰这几年的这样的一个成长的历程。Come on, Daniel, 来上这边，好 ，OK。
Good morning, everyone.
早上好。
谢谢周牧师给我这个机会actually 传福音。My bad, I might switch between Chinese and English, so I'm sorry.
因为我的中文也没有那么好，所以对不起，我来。
I'll try to stick to English, so it'll be more consistent.
我不要讲英文。
But for my testimony, it wasn't something that was just like a snap and like a sudden realization. It was a more gradual process for me.
对我的见证来讲，也不是就是即刻之间的，更是一个逐渐的过程。
I'm sure a lot of other kids can relate when they say that when they were growing up, it was mostly just sort of like a week thing where every Sunday you just go to church and then listen to stories and then just go back home.
对，我想可能很多孩子都有同感，就是你长大了每个星期去教，好像就是一个每周的事情，到教会了，然后听到这个学习圣经，听到故事，然后就回家了。
I know that wasn't really the case for a lot of older generation, like my parents, but for me, that's how it felt like when I was younger. And as time passed, it wasn't really a sort of just a once a week thing, but it was starting to become more.
就是对我的父母那辈来讲，可能他们不是这种感受，但是对于在教会里长大的孩子来讲，好像就是每周的事情去教会了。但是当我逐渐的时候，这个就我开始理解的就更深。
And just for future reference for any future students, I would recommend that while it doesn't seem important at this point in your life, I would say please pay attention to your teachers as well as those trying to guide you, your parents, pastors, youth leaders. They're there to guide you for a reason. They'll help you to build a strong foundation.
也许现在我就是对将来的这些学生在长大的孩子来讲，现在来讲你可能觉得不太重要，但是呢，最好是能够对带领你的像父母啊教会的这个带领青少年啊还有你的老师留意他们所讲的因为这个对你是挺重要的
And basically for me it wasn't really just living with my parents that helped me out but it was basically a change as I went to adulthood that really started to grow as a Christian
对我自己来讲更多的是我就是等于说出去了嘛，去上大学了，我自己完全独立了。那个时候对我的一个改变。
Because that was when I started actually to make my own decisions. My parents wouldn't tell me, "Get up, we're going to church today. We're going to go to Bible meeting, prayer meeting, VBS." This was all stuff I had to do now. Like, did I actually want to go to church? Did I want to participate in all these things that I could probably just spend other time doing other stuff?
因为现在不再是我早上我爸妈说起来要去教会了，要去 VBS 了，要去祷告会了。现在就在于我自己要不要去，要不要去参加这些，我要自己做决定。
So, before I go any further,
让我再继续讲下去之前,
this is not a recruitment drive for Bob Jones. This is my testimony.
我先声明我不是为我上的那个 Bob Jones 的大学做招生。
If you would like to go to Bob Jones, I would greatly appreciate it, and so would the president. But that's for you to decide. I made my own decision, thanks to God, guiding me.
所以呢，我如果你要是决定去 Bob Jones, 我会为你很高兴。我们那边的校长肯定也很高兴。但是对于我来讲，这个是我自己的一个决定。感谢神带领我走上了这条路。
It was just something I felt God called me to do. I visited various other colleges, some with a better education program, some that just seemed a lot more sociable. But I really felt as though I wanted to be there as well as God wanted me to be there. And I would say it's been a really big impact for my spiritual growth.
然后呢，就是因为我那是在南方嘛，我觉得那边的不管是，我觉得神是要让我在那个环境里边，我在我觉得对我的属灵成长是一个很好的影响，很大的影响。
The first big thing that when I actually got onto the campus was how friendly everyone was. There were people standing outside willing to help me move in, and it was all just very amicable.
然后呢，我就是觉得第一个感觉就到了校园之后呢，就是大家都非常的友好，那就有人站在那个宿舍外边呢，帮我搬东西啊，然后每个人真的是很友善，就是让你感觉很受欢迎。
And at first, when I was looking at the guidebook, as well as like the rules for the school, I was confused by quite a lot of them.
然后刚开始我看这个学生指导手册，然后好多这个规则，我就有点这个混淆了。
Things like dress code, when you have to go to bed, or when you have to attend chapel or Bible study.
然后就是他有，就是说你要穿的这个衣服，他是有要求的。然后你要什么时候去参加每个星期的他们有个礼拜，每周有几次的礼拜，然后每个时候要去参加圣经就是查经。那我看的这些就有点发晕。
But it wasn't until after I started spending more time there, I would say somewhere after my first semester, somewhere within the second semester.
然后呢，但是就在我慢慢参加，大概是应该到了我第二个学期的时候，我开始意识到。
From there, I was already approached by a very good friend of mine. He invited me to join his society, which each person will join, and basically they would fellowship together as well as attend meetings and just basically behave as normal college students would do.
然后呢，就是有一个很好的我后来的一个好朋友，他就来找我，让我参加一个社，应该是社团，就是一个小的社群，每个人都要参加，然后就是大家有一些交通啊，有一些联谊。
And they would, I would say, along with my friends, they were the biggest change as well as all the actual teachers there.
除了就是我的这些朋友，对我影响最大的就是那些老师们。
Because not only did they emphasize the importance of Christian life every single day as they were teaching, but they would also try to incorporate lessons as time went on.
然后呢，他们就是在就是不仅仅是强调这个基督徒的生活，那在他们教课的时候，他们也会把这些信息，就是这个基督徒的这个价值观放到他们的课程里边一起教。
And so every time we would either go to chapel or go to Bible study or just go to class, basically, you could feel that presence of God in there as they would try to sort of challenge you.
然后呢，不管你是去那个礼拜的时候，还是上课，还是查经，你就能感到神的同在，他们也要挑战你的信仰。
So as time went on, and I kept on going to these required things, such as Bible study or prayer meeting, I sort of became more used to it. It wasn't just a once a week thing anymore.
然后呢，就在我这样子就是参加这个查经啊，还有这种礼拜的时候，慢慢的这些东西呢，对我来讲，就是我当然也是需要要求，对我来讲就不是一个每周要做的事情。
It was sort of something that had become a part of daily life, something that I become accustomed to, and actually something I was looking forward to now.
原来我只是说习惯 ，so right now you are looking forward to this thing.
Yes.
现在我就变成期待，在盼望那些东西。
I know I may not show it that much. I tend to be very quiet, but that's just my personality.
因为我的那个个性是比较安静的，好像我不会表现得很，好像很兴奋这样的。
But yes, whenever we would actually meet up, either with leaders or with peers, they would offer an interesting insight, and I would say the biggest part was actually having discussion.
然后呢，就是我们每次酒聚会的时候，不管是这个带领的人呢，还是小组的成员，我们会他们会讲他们的观点，他们的想法。那我觉得我最享受的就是那个讨论。
Basically, how would I interpret it based on my own views, or like, what do you think you could do in order to apply God's word in your life?
然后一个就是说我自己是怎么想的，然后呢，我是如何把这个应用神的话语应用在我个人的生活中。
In fact, I had one very good friend of mine. He was the chaplain of our society.
就是在我们的这个社团里边呢，他是我们的等于说是队长，是这样的。
And he was a Bible major, so that was to be expected at times, but he was actually very effective in trying to communicate his point.
然后呢，他是当然他的专业呢是圣经学习，你就觉得他会做这些，他是非常有效的，就是能把他的观点呈现得很清楚。
He was, I'm going to say, one of the big reasons for me to actually start thinking about my Christian life, not just following what's going on, just actually...
其实是一个我觉得最大的就是这样一个动因呢、啊，推动我就是让我开始去思想我的基督徒生活，而不是就是说跟着这个走，就是这样子跟着后边走。
It was something become part of actually something I wanted to do, something that's become part of my daily life, not something that you just basically get dragged along into.
就是变成我自己的个人生活中的一部分，而是被好像被迫被拽着走似的。
Yeah. So basically, this whole college experience, it was just a bunch of things that sort of just had me embrace my faith.
然后就是不是就这一系列的事情，这一堆的，就让我能够更加的来，就是拥抱我的信仰，来进入到我的信仰中。
One thing was the actual environment, as I said before, because everyone was friendly. Everyone was a Christian there. Didn't really have to hide your faith.
然后呢，第一个呢，就是说，因为那是基督，大家都很友好，很友善。然后那是基督徒的环境，你在那里不需要隐藏你的信仰。
I'm sure in public, I haven't actually been to public school, unfortunately, so that's something I can't relate to.
所以，因为我没有去过公立学校嘛，所以我也不太能够有同感，不太能够有关联。
But I'm sure that at public school, I would say it would be a bit more difficult to actually be willing to show your faith out in public.
但是在那个公立学校，你可能就是要公开的展现自己的信仰，就是宣称自己的信仰，大概就会不是那么容易。
But here, I was actually able to go around showing my faith on regular. I could pray whenever I wanted. I could basically talk to people about Bible truths, and basically I don't have to worry about anyone judging me for it.
然后呢，我在这里基督教的学校，我就可以，我就可以跟大家就是自由的讨论圣经的真理啊，我想祷告就可以祷告啊，不会有人来好像对我就是侧眼相看或者来看我这样。
It was actually quite encouraging to actually be able to do something on my own instead of sort of just being asked, and then they would say, "What would you think?" and just waiting for response.
然后呢，不是说我能够主动的去做一些事情，而不是说被问说，哎，你的反应是什么？对我来讲。
And the other part was that was not only just by peers, but by actually regular teachers.
不单单是说这样的是我的有这样的很好的同伴，还有老师。
I had an engineering teacher at Bob Jones.
我在那个，因为我学的是工程，那我有一个老师。
And although he wasn't really a biblical philosophy major.
他当然他不是专门学习圣经这方面的，他不是圣经专业。
I felt that he would try to incorporate biblical theology inside each of our lessons, or like maybe just a daily devotion discussing what we discussed before in chapel.
然后呢，他就会想要把这个圣经的这个每天的这个学习的原则呢，就是融合在他的课程里边，或者是我们在讨论我们每次那个礼拜的时候，这个圣经的这个我们的灵修，他也会有跟我们讨论。
And that fact was because usually you just see the pastor just trying to reach to you, your youth leader trying to reach to you. You don't really see just any regular authority figures. You just see those specific three. When you go to church,
当你去教会的时候，通常就是或者是牧师啊，或者是这个有权柄的老师啊，跟你讲这些圣经的真理。你没有看到好像一个普通的就是日常生活中的人给你讲这个。
These were just ordinary people, just ordinary teachers, just trying to encourage you to grow up as God wished for you.
他就是普通的老师，就是普通的人，就想鼓励你按照神的这个方式，就是鼓励你在神里边，在信仰上成长。
And I felt as though God really did a wonder on my life by helping me come to Bob Jones.
我觉得神是真的是让我去这个 Bob Jones 这个学校，就是在我的生命中的一个神迹，一个奇迹。
It wasn't just a certain factor. It was just how he put all this into my life.
不是说就是一个因素，神是怎么把这一切放在我的生活中。
Basically, he had all these people to guide me. He had my friends there to actually challenge me to do what was right.
他有这些人在引导我，也有我的朋友，真的是挑战我要做这个对的事情。
I believe these were people God threw into my life so that I could actually start better developing a relationship with him to actually think about it.
我也觉得神在我生命中放一些人，让我跟神有更好的关系。
It may not have been the most radical change or the most sudden change.
不是一个好像突然之间的一个很巨大的改变。
For me, it was more as you grow up, it was something that sort of became a part of my life, just something that I was encouraged to actually think about instead of just hindering it.
然后呢，就是我在我成长的过程中间，好像就是逐渐的有些东西在hinder you, 就是帮助你成长这样的。
All this was, I'd say, just the biggest part of my life, what really started to change me from the inside out.
这就是我生命中最大的一个部分，把我从里到外的这样改变。
That's basically how I would say that I came to know God, just not through what I could do on my own.
我就知道我如何到神那里，不是靠我自己的力量，靠我能做什么。
It was the encouragement of everyone around me, not just my parents.
不是光我的父母，而是我周围的人鼓励我。
They were a big part of my life. I will admit to that. But
我要承认，我父母当然对我也很重要。
But being in the presence of so many Christians, non-Chinese, from different countries, all of them actually being there to support one God, one community.
然后呢，就是说，不是说周围都是中国人，而是在 Bob Jones， 他说有很多的不同的国籍的人，有他们都在就是在支持我，就是触动我的跟神来到神面前。
That I think was the biggest change, just seeing what God can do for all of them.
我就看到神在他们生命中所做的这一切。
What can God do for me that I can try to live by His word?
然后我如何照着神的话语来生活。
And that was basically how I sort of came to know God better as I continued to grow.
然后呢，这就是我能够更好的认识神，我也在他里边成长。
So I like to say that even if you might not see God in your in sudden lives or just a sudden change.
如果你没有说看到神，就好像对你生命的突然的改变。
He's there. He is always guiding you.
他就在那里，他一直在引导你。
I believe you just need to be willing to see it or have someone there to help you see it.
然后你就是需要看到他，或者有什么人有人帮助你看到这一点。
Yeah. And I'd like to say thank you to all of you for helping me realize that now.
哦，谢谢大家。
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
谢谢 Daniel 哈，我们大家都很了解他，都是看到他怎么长大的哈。这两年我也特别的感觉到他的进步，进步是哈。那我们都知道，在教会长大的，都是父母带着他信仰，但是我们现在我看着他，我观察他，他主动，然后他愿意，他委身。
We see like how he respond. You know, we know the children grew up in church. I see he took initiative. He you know make progress.
他也知道现在知道。怎么 discipline 他自己，就是不是他父母来 push 他。所以我感受到他的成长哈。那特别是这周我就是预备他来，其实比较晚，周三的时候，他说让我祷告一天，然后他寻求，然后他就给我很爽快的就答应了啊，我就很感恩啊。
I asked him to give his testimony actually on Wednesday, so I asked him to pray. So after one day prayer, he just said yes, very no.
对，以后也愿听就我们在教会中长大的孩子哈，回到我们当中，然后我们来更多的听他们来做见证。下面把时间交给白仁杰弟兄。
I'll give time to brother Bai.
我们耶路撒冷的老弟兄上来了。
早上好，亲爱的兄弟姐姐妹们，愿你们平安。由于今天时间有限，请允许我说英语。列姐妹会翻译，谢谢。
大家都听懂了就。
Good morning, dear brothers and sisters. Peace be with you.
早晨好，弟兄姐妹平，愿大家平安。
Due to the time constraints today, please permit me to speak English.
因为那个时间有限，所以我得讲英文。
As I said, Sister Lei will translate. Thank you. I was baptized as an infant in the Catholic Church.
我是在天主教教会里边呢，是婴儿，受了婴儿洗。
I later chose to be baptized as a Protestant adult.
那后来呢，我就是作为一个作为成人来受洗。
Because I believe there's more biblical support for adult baptism than for infant baptism.
因为我觉得在圣经上更多的是支持成人以后成人受洗，而不是婴儿洗。
I've always believed in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我总是相信圣父、圣子、圣灵。
As long as I can remember.
自从我有记忆力以来。
And I remember Christ, asking Christ to come into my life at an early age.
我就记得我在小的时候就邀请耶稣进到我的心里。
I must confess that I was not a model Christian.
我要承认我不是一个模范基督徒。
In fact, at times it would be difficult for others to know that I was a Christian.
甚至有那个时期可能大家都不能看出来我是，不能知道我是基督徒。
In the fall of 2003,
在2003年的秋季
，As I was praying to the Lord，
当我向神祷告的时候
，I heard Him speak to my heart and mind in a very loud and clear manner。
我觉得神对我的心、跟我的头脑、对我的思想非常清楚、非常大声的讲话。
You've been blessed with good health。
你很蒙福，你有好的健康。
A wonderful wife and family。
一个很棒的。
And a tremendous career。
和家庭还有很好的事业。
You need to strengthen your Christian walk.
你需要增强坚固你的这个基督徒的这个信仰这个道路。
By helping others to know Christ.
通过帮助别的人来认识耶稣基督。
It was then that I realized I was not maturing in my Christian growth.
然后就在那个时候，我就意识到我没有在我的基督徒的这个信仰当中来成长，来成熟。
But I was just maintaining the Christian views that I had.
我就只是在维持我的这个基督徒的世界观。
I heard God calling me to study the Word.
我就觉得神呼召我去学习他的话语。
And this led to the study of Bible classes.
所以这样子呢，就导致我去去在学习这个参加圣经课程的学习。
I had previously graduated from all my aviation college classes many years ago.
我很多年以前从这个航空学校毕业。
In pursuit of all my aviation licenses, including the airline transport pilot license.
然后我就去就是得到各种各样的那种执照，包括是那种专业驾驶飞机的执照。
These licenses served me well.
这些执照呢，对我都很有帮助。
As I flew for several companies in various parts of the world.
我在那个世界上各家不同的航很多不同的航空公司做飞行员。
As a result of my prayers and God's calling.
作为我祷告的回应跟神的呼召。
I found myself back in college.
我又回到大学，学到学校。
Pursuing a Bachelor of Science degree in Biblical Studies.
是在学的最后就是在。要得到一个就是圣经学习的理科学士的学位。
I graduated from Moody Bible Institute in May of 2017.
2017年5月份我从穆迪圣经学院毕业。
These studies have given me a solid grounding in the Word.
这些学习呢就让我对神的话语有一个很坚固的基础。
With more confidence to share the gospel with anyone, anywhere, at any time.
让我更有信心可以跟任何人在任何时间任何地点分享福音。
Prior to finding Palm Beach Chinese Christian Chapel,
在我来到我们这个教会之前，中理堂华人教会前，
I was a member of the Chinese Baptist Church of Miami.
我是那个迈阿密雷伊美那个浸信会的成员。
I praise the Lord for leading me to PBCCC.
我真的是感谢赞美神带领我来到这个教会。
Pastor Chris Joe,
周牧师。
Extended a very warm and friendly welcome to me.
当我来到的时候，给我一个非常热情洋溢的欢迎。
And invited me to take a short walk with him down the street and back.
所以那天来的时候，又带着我在外边，叫到外边走路。
I'm sure Pastor Chris was curious.
然后我想周牧师肯定挺好奇的。
As to why I would want to come to a Chinese English church.
我作为一个讲英文的人，我是为什么要来一个华人教会呢？
After all, I told him I did not have a Chinese wife.
我也告诉他，我的太太不是中国人。
When I explained that I had traveled to Taiwan and China several times to each country,
我就告诉他我曾经去过的大陆和台湾很多次。
And also to Malaysia, Singapore via Japan more recently.
然后最近呢，也是经过日本去过马来西亚跟新加坡。
He understood that God has given me a heart for the Chinese people and culture. 神让我对中国人和中国文化有一颗那种热情，有一颗心。While in Taiwan and China,
在大陆和台湾的时候，
I have spoken with many individuals.
我跟很多人讲话。
That I sensed were eager to know the Lord.
我感觉到他们很想认识。
And with whom I shared the gospel.
然后有机会我就跟他们分享福音。
Handed out tracts.
然后发福音单张。
And even gave several Bibles which I had brought with me from home.
然后也是把那个分发圣经。
I have time in this brief testimony today to share a couple of stories.
那今天的见证里面，我就会分享两个简短的故事。
About how God has changed my life.
是神如何改变我的生命的。
I was evangelizing and sharing the gospel one day in 2015.
2015年的一天呢，我就在外边传福音。
At South Beach in Miami.
就是在迈阿密的那个海滩。
I sat down beside a man sitting alone on the park bench.
我就看到有一个人呢，在那个公园的这个凳子上呢，就自己单独在那儿坐着。
Through our conversation, I discovered that Sam was from Mississippi.
然后我们在交谈中，我就知道这个叫 Samuel 的人呢，他是从密西西比来的。
And had been living on the street for 2 weeks.
他已经就是一个无家可归者，在外边街头流浪两周了。
He was a believer in Jesus Christ.
他是相信耶稣基督。
And his favorite scripture was Philippians 4:13.
他最喜欢的经文就是腓立比书四章十三节。
I asked Sam if I could pray for him.
然后我就问 Sam， 我就说我可不可以。
He said yes, and I started to pray.
然后呢，我就开始祷告。
It's important to note that before we bowed our heads down,
在我们就是低头祷告之前呢,
I looked around and there was no one in sight within a long distance in all directions.
我就四周看了看, 周围很远的地方, 空旷无人, 除了我们两个, 没有别人在。
As I continued my prayer for three specific items in Sam's general physical and mental well-being,
然后我就开始继续祷告, 就特别的为这个 Sam 的三项需要祷告, 然后我是按照一个顺序。
I suddenly felt a bright light and a warmth all over my body that I can only describe as something like liquid sunshine, warm and fluid but not sticky.
但是很温暖，也是好像很流动性，但是却不没有粘稠。
Our heads were still bowed at this point.
在这个时候呢，我们头还低着。
When I perceived a moving shadow which replaced the glowing light and warmth.
我就感觉到有个移动的一个影子过来，好像就带了那种阳光那种温暖。
As we slowly raised our heads, a man on a bicycle had just ridden up in front of us.
然后呢，我们慢慢抬起头，就看到有一个男士骑着自行车在我们面前。
Hence the shadow.
然后那就是那个影子。
And he asked if we were praying.
他就问我们是不是在祷告。
I told him we were praying for Sam, who was homeless.
然后我们说在为这个无家可归的这个 Sam 在祷告。
The man on the bike, Matt.
这个坐在这个骑自行车的男士呢叫马泰
told us that he had been homeless too.
他就说他也是一个流浪者。
Then he informed us,
然后他就告诉我们
that there was an apartment just up the road with a vacancy as of today.
他就说在这个离我们不远再往前走一点呢有一个公寓里面有一个空位
where Sam could stay.
那 Sam 可以住在哪儿。
He told us there was a community center nearby where people meet to get day jobs. Then he told us about a less expensive market around the corner where all the locals buy their food. These were the exact three things that I had prayed for in that order. A place to stay for Sam, a job and some food. I feel certain that this was the fastest time that I have ever seen God answer prayers.
Okay.
I know for certain that Matt had not been close enough to hear my exact words in that prayer. He rode up well after that part of the prayer. I also felt God's warmth, light, and presence in the Holy Spirit. Without a doubt, and that was a life-changing event for me.
Okay.
I retired from American Airlines as a Boeing 777 captain on December 1st, 2018. I had flown for over 32 years for American Airlines and also had the privilege to serve our country for over 10 years as a federal law enforcement officer. About 1.5 months after retirement, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, RA.
我就开始被诊断出来有类风湿性关节炎。
RA is an autoimmune disease.
这个类风湿性关节炎是一种免疫性疾病。
That symmetrically attacks the joints in the body everywhere.
就是攻击你身上各处的关节。
I was pretty much crippled.
我就简直像残废一样。
Hands swollen and stiff.
然后那个手呢僵硬肿。
Couldn't open a water bottle.
连那个水瓶都打拧不开。
Couldn't bend my knees beyond 90 degrees.
然后我连那个也不能弯膝盖，不能超过九十度，不能弯。
Without serious pain, and all my joints from head to toes were in pain.
然后呢，我这个从头到脚那个关节都是痛的。
My thanks to prayers and medication.
感谢神的，就是因为祷告这个药物，我现在。
I can now do everything.
我现在什么事情都可以做。
Praise the Lord.
赞美神，赞美主。
Okay, I'd planned to walk on the Camino de Santiago.
我想去走那个有一条那个路啊，叫做
a 1.5 month pilgrimage trail from France through Spain.
它是一条那种相当于朝圣之路，是从法国一直到西班牙。
To Santiago de Compostela.
它就是有一个地名叫圣地亚哥坎普托瓦。
The burial place of Saint James.
那这个地方呢是据说是埋葬雅各的那个墓地在那个地方。
God had other plans for me.
但是神对我有别的计划。
I could not walk due to my RA.
因为我有这个类风湿性关节炎，所以走不了这条路了。
So my friend Guy and I toured the Camino by bus and train.
所以我的朋友就带着我呢，就是我们就坐这个
公共
汽车，坐旅游车去看。
And then flew to Rome and Israel to continue a spiritual and historical journey.
然后我们就后来飞到了罗马跟以色列，作为我们一个属灵上的也是一个。历史的一个行程，去看这些地方。
While touring Nazareth,
在我们就是去参观到了拿撒勒的时候
，we were scheduled to stop at the baptismal site on the Jordan River.
我们这个路程的安排是要在中间有约旦河有那些受洗的地方，受洗的站，我们可以停在哪？
I asked my friend Guy if he would like to be baptized in the Jordan River by the Sea of Galilee.
然后我就问我的朋友想不想在。就加利利海那附近的那个约旦河那个地方受洗。
He said yes.
他说好。
So I told the tour guide we wanted to stop long enough for Guy to be baptized.
所以我就问那告诉这个向导的说，我们想要那个车在那儿多停一会儿，这样子可以给盖施洗。
The tour guide told me that we did not have a priest, pastor, or minister on the bus.
然后那个向导就告诉我们，车上没有牧师，没有神父，或者也没有就是神职人员在车上。
I told him that I was a graduate of Moody Bible Institute and that I was capable of baptizing anyone.
然后我就告诉他，我从穆迪学院毕业，我是可以给人施洗的。
Then I added,
然后我就加了一句。
However,
但是
the most important credential that I have,
我最重要的资历，我最重要的凭证就是
has been given to me as a true believer by Jesus Himself in the Bible.
是。耶稣在圣经里给我作为一个真正的一个相信者的一个凭证。
Matthew 28:16-20 referred to as the Great Commission.
马太福音28:16-20是主耶稣给我们的大使命。
Mandates
是命令我们。
That we make disciples, baptizing them and teaching them everything Jesus has commanded us to teach.
是做使人做门徒，给他们施洗，然后教导他们遵守主耶稣所教导的。
God has big plans for us all, as He sometimes reveals.
神对我们有的时候就向我们展示他对我们的计划。
As my friend and I were discussing the possibility of his baptism,
在跟我朋友讨论他的这个受洗的过程的时候
，a young lady 3 seats behind and across the aisle on the bus overheard our conversation.
就在我们后边三排，就另外走廊的那边的一位年轻的女士。
She approached me and asked me if I would consider baptizing her as well.
他就来找我，问我说，我可不可以也给他施洗。
I told her that it would be an honor for me to do so, all to the glory of God.
我就说那是我的荣幸，真的是神的荣耀，我可以真的是一切荣耀归神。
She told me her name was Mary Chang.
她告诉我的，她的名字叫常玛丽。
And when I asked where she was from,
我问她你从哪里来。
She told me that she was from the same small town that I had grown up in.
她就告诉我她是。竟然是从我小时候出生长大的那个小镇上来的。
That was in British Columbia, Canada.
是加拿大的英属哥伦比亚。
I don't believe in coincidence.
我不相信偶然。
God is in control of everything.
神在掌管所有的事情。
I was blessed to be able to baptize my friend Guy Flavel and Mary Chang.
我就是非常荣幸有也蒙福，就是能够给我的朋友 Guy 还有这位女士玛利亚。
In, in the Jordan River by the Sea of Galilee through the grace and will of God alone.
是因着神的恩典，因着神的旨意，单单因着神的恩典和旨意，我在这个约旦河边，就是靠近加利利的地方给他施洗。
I am truly humbled and blessed.
我真的是被神真的是觉得很
to know that
很谦卑也很蒙福，知道说。
To know that God led me to this wonderful church.
知道神把我带领到这个很棒的教会。
With our pastors, deacons, elders,
我们的牧者、长老、执事、
teachers, musicians, singers,
我们的教师、我们的音乐、音乐上服侍的、
and wonderful gifted brothers and sisters,
我们这些很有恩赐的弟兄姐妹、
who strive to walk with the Lord,
我们都想就是和神同行、努力和神同行。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主。
You are so amazing in your knowledge, power, and presence.
不管是你的知识、你的同在，还是你的大能，你是如此的令人敬畏、令人惊异。
You know what we need before we do.
在我们开口之前，你已经知道我们的需要。
You are always present and willing to hear our prayers, no matter what the circumstances.
不管是什么样的状况、什么样的情况，你真是和我们同在，你也听我们的祷告。
As we examine ourselves, we realize that we are in need of so much improvement in all areas of our lives.
我们品尝我们自己的生活，我们看到我们在很多方面我们需要成长。
We'll pray that you'll enhance the natural gifts that you have given us, and that you'll encourage us to use them as you would wish them to be used.
让我们能够增强你所给我们的恩赐，也用在你所要让我们用的地方。
We pray that you'll embolden us to reach out and help others
赐给我们胆量，让我们能够去走出去。
In ways that we know would glorify you.
让我们知道可以按照你的方式，能够荣耀你的方式走出去，去帮助别人。
We pray that others would willingly receive any help that we offer in your name.
也真的是希望他们能够愿意来接受靠你的名的这样的帮助，奉你的名的帮助。
And that they would benefit in ways that would encourage them to seek you and walk with you.
他们也可以真的是受鼓励，能够去寻求你，能够和你同行。
We thank you for all of the mercy, love, and kindness that you show us every day of our lives.
真的是在我们生活中的每一次，你向我们所展示你的怜悯、你的慈爱、你的恩典。
Thank you for guiding us and helping us to understand the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus made for us.
谢谢你，真的是让我们能够明白主耶稣所为我们所做的这个极致的牺牲。
Please encourage us to share the gospel message.
帮助我们，让我们鼓励我们，让我们去分享福音。
With everyone to help them receive God's precious gift of hope, assurance.
让我们靠着神的帮助，我们去分享神所。能在主里面所有的这种盼望跟喜乐
，and eternal life for all who embrace Christ as Lord and Savior。
对于任何接受主耶稣基督的人，真的是那种永生的盼望。
This we pray in Jesus' name, Amen。
这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求 ，Amen。